I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Disneyland Resort, holidays begin here. It's the wake-up call on 106.5 The End.
Oh, yeah, you got your little jingle bells.
Thank you.
Jingle.
They gave us light-up jingle bells to wear around our neck. Finally paid off.
You can follow us on Instagram at Katie Wake Up Call, Gavin Wake Up Call, R-A-Y-N-E Wake Up Call, and Kevin Wake Up Call. We actually got here on Saturday, and we've been enjoying everything that the Disneyland Resort has to offer. You know, they're giving us a ton of tickets to give away for High Low, ho, ho, ho. Gavin, though, wasn't on the same flight that Katie, myself, and intern Kevin were on. You were on a different flight just a little later, but you saw some people on your flight that you brought us back some story about, right?
So they weren't just on my flight. They were my row mates.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
They shared my row with me, and I got on. I sat window, and this couple clumsily starts walking up. Now, I can tell right away they seem familiar to me. And for anybody who's ever heard us do Larry Richardson's Yelp reviews,
okay,
I'm pretty sure this was Larry Richardson.
No.
I mean, not really. Not the real Larry Richardson.
Essence, like the essence?
The essence of, like, whenever I write fake Yelp reviews under Larry's name, this is the person I am envisioning.
Okay. Huh.
Not only that, but he was with his wife, Carol.
And now, again, probably not the real Carol, but somebody with the essence of Carol.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything about them screamed, "Gavin, please pay attention and laugh at us."
Okay.
It was like this couple who were in a white couple in their mid to late 60s were doing some sort of slapstick comedy routine the entire time.
Okay, can you first describe, like,
what they look like?
Yeah.
Okay. So Larry is walking up, and he has reading glasses that are dangling around his neck.
Okay. Great.
They're the kind of reading glasses that disconnect at the bridge of the nose.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Have you
amazing.
Seen those?
Yes.
So they're hanging there. Larry is wearing, now this was confusing to me, he was wearing a button-down denim shirt, and underneath of that button-down denim shirt was another button-down shirt.
Huh.
It wasn't blue, it was yellow.
Was the denim shirt buttoned up too?
Yes. Now part of me thinks, like, okay, maybe he thought it was a jacket. But then they were both tucked into his pants. So I don't know. Maybe he tucks all his jackets in. His wife Carol. What is she wearing? She has on some sort of jazzy workout pants.
Oh, fun!
And she is wearing some sort of sparkly utility vest. Rain, you won't get this reference, okay, but any ladies listening will. She looks like a living mannequin from Talbots.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I got it. I get it.
I don't know what that means.
Dangly jewelry.
Okay.
Got it.
From ears to her bracelets.
Perfect.
It looked like she had some sort of charm bracelet on, which I'm sure Larry gives her every anniversary, a new charm.
A new charm, yeah. The Pandora collection.
So Larry walks in, and he reaches around the seat and puts the tray down before he even sits down.
Okay, so now you're sitting at the window.
Uh-huh.
So there's the middle and the aisle.
Yep.
And he pulls one of the trays down. Which one?
Before he sits down, the aisle one.
Okay.
And the reason why he does that is he sets two coffees down. Now, they have three coffees for two people.
Wait, so Larry had two coffees for himself?
Larry was double-fisting.
Wow. Okay.
And Carol had her own coffee.
Okay.
Okay, so Larry puts the tray down, sets his coffees down on there, then starts unbuttoning and taking off his jacket shirt, okay?
Huh. Okay.
That's to put in the overhead bin.
Okay. Of course.
While Larry is doing that, Carol doesn't see that. This was confusing. She doesn't see that there are two coffees sitting on the tray, but yet she knows the tray is down. And she then takes her giraffe-patterned makeup bag and she slides that onto the tray.
Okay.
Pushing both coffees off of the tray.
Oh, no.
They fall onto the ground. The whole thing happened in slow motion.
Of course.
They fall off the ground. They splash up on my leg. Larry is furious. He is pissed at Carol. He goes, I can't believe you just dumped both my car. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Trying to rope me into this.
Rope you into the anger.
And then Carol's response is, well, how do I know that you put your coffees on there? What do you think I put the tray down for? For your makeup bag? And then as quickly as it escalated, it diffuses with a whole lot of like, honey, I'm sorry. I know how you get when I fly. Just please keep in mind, I'm a living person and I have emotions. I know you're a living person, and I know. Do you want to kiss each other? Let's kiss each other. Let's kiss each other on the lips. And then they started to do that, and that wasn't the last fight that they had.
Like what?
It was this ebb and flow of hot and cold for the whole 70 minutes we were on the plane.
That is incredible.
And jeez. I sat there. I tried to avoid eye contact, put my headphones on. That Carol didn't care. Carol wanted to chitty chat with me.
Of course she
Lots
did.
Of apologies about the coffee.
The pants,
she
yeah.
wanted to know where I lived and do I have kids. And then she showed me pictures of her grandkids. And
Do you want to speculate where they were going once they got to... You flew into Long Beach, right?
We flew into Long Beach. How close is that to Palm Springs? Because they look...
It's a hike.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Then maybe they're not going to Palm
Springs. If I had to guess, they are going to visit Larry's adult daughter. But because, by the way, this is not their first marriage.
No.
This is a second and a third.
They're,
wow.
This is Carol's second, Larry's third.
Yes.
They're going to see Larry's adult daughter, who does not like Carol.
Right.
But Carol says, just give her time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it was probably to go see them.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, you had quite an adventurous flight. Ours was not as adventurous as yours was.
No, Rain fell asleep before we even took off.
It was great. It
sounds like Rain.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.